Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Oh, it's a bittersweet time. We have Anne Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival with our last chat for the season. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, but we should mention it is not too late to still get tickets for some shows wrapping up this weekend, those extended shows.
Yes, we've got a few more performances of La Cage aux Folles and Something Rotten. I was at Something Rotten night before last, and I'm so glad I went back. So I now am looking forward to seeing La Cage aux Folles, which I'm going to. I think I have two more opportunities. Maybe I'll go both times.
There you go. Absolutely.
It is, you know, so they both are such beautiful musicals with such incredible performances. I never tire of either one of them, so I hope people have really enjoyed them. And I know they have, because I've heard about people going back more than once to see them.
For sure, absolutely. And two blockbuster musicals this season with La Cage and Something Rotten.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I was doing some numbers the other day, and I found that about 10,000 people came to see Something Rotten more than once.
Wow, that is incredible, although I can totally see it. It's that show you want to come and see again and again.
Well, apparently some really want to come and see it again and again because 200 people came seven times or more.
Oh, my gosh. Seven times or more. That is just amazing.
Isn't that something? I don't think I'm included in that because sometimes I would have just slipped into the show, but I certainly saw it more than seven times, and I never got tired of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those shows you can see, you know, from different angles or just catching things you didn't catch before, and that's the beauty of Stratford Festival Productions with the big shows like La Cage and Something Rotten. You can see these shows again and again and certainly not tire.
Yeah, there's another one I went to see a few times I've seen all of them a few times. Salesman in China, that's a show that I saw, definitely more than two or three times. And I know many people did because it was such an impactful show. And night before last, it won an award for Best Play from the Canadian, the Quebec Writers Guild. So that's very exciting to start to see it being recognized. It had such incredible reviews from all of the critics here in Canada and also in the U.S. with people sort of making special trips to come back and see it once they heard what a spectacular show it was. And, of course, it's we do get another chance to see it again if we travel a little bit. It's going to open in January at the National Arts Centre.
There you go. And I find it exciting with the Stratford Festival now how there are new plays being commissioned, world premieres at Stratford Festival. So not only, you know, the repertory of Shakespeare shows or classic musicals and whatnot, now world premiere shows that are going to Broadway, they're going across the globe.
Yeah, it's really wonderful to see all this new work. I was thinking back at the new plays, you know, The Diviners, what an incredible addition to the Canadian canon that is premiered here this year, and I saw Kim Roberts at Something Rotten when I was there night before last, and of course she was in Andrea Scott's wonderful new play Get That Hope, and we also had, of course, Salesman in China. So these incredible new plays that the festival's commissioning and working on, developing. I think I get to go to a workshop for another one, for a new musical that's in the works. And there's another musical beyond that in the works that's for children. So there's so much that goes on at the festival that we don't see immediately, but it's all being worked on during the season and during the off-season. It's quite a place.
Yeah, it is amazing, all the behind the scenes. So La Cage wraps up this weekend, as does Something Rotten, as does our 2024 amazing Stratford Festival season. Shows you're looking forward to for next season, Anne?
Yeah, well, I got it. As I said, I just saw Something Rotten, so you got to say Annie with that great. It's got that great scene that throws to Annie. I'm looking forward to meeting the little girl who's playing that central role. I'm looking forward to meeting Bobby Garcia, the new director who's coming in to direct Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Of course, we have Antony directing with The Winter's Tale, which is a beautiful play. His favorite Shakespeare, I think. So I'm looking forward to that, and of course to Robert Lepage directing Macbeth. That's very exciting, and Chris Abraham coming to do As You Like It, which is going to have music by Ron Sexsmith.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah.
That is, it's so, and that's just a sample of what we're going to be enjoying for the 2025 season with Stratford Festival. And Anne, are tickets available now, or at least membership tickets?
Yes, if you're a member of the festival, you can get tickets now. And let's talk about that for a second, because, you know, it only is $75 a donation to the festival to become a member, and you get access to advanced tickets and many other things. And of course, there are many membership levels that go all the way up to a couple of $1,000 a year. And they are, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be a member of the Stratford Festival, a show of support to this incredible theater that's right here in our community. So please consider that. We're getting towards the end of the year, which is when we do a membership drive, really. So I should be renewing my membership, and I hope others will as well.
And again, stratfordfestival.ca, that is the website for details. And of course, we should mention too, during the off-season, if you will, there's also Stratfest at home.
There is lots of films to be watched, and we are adding some. Cymbeline is getting added this year, as well as some new original content that we shot. One of those, which is a short film called The Understudy, has been showing at international film festivals, so that's exciting, and it's won some awards. A great chance to see some new content with Stratford actors and directors, and it's only $7.99 a month to get a subscription to Stratfest at Home, and there's fantastic content, hundreds and hundreds of titles, and it's not just Stratford content, because we do license material from other theaters across the country and other arts organizations. There's some things from the National Film Board, for example, in there. So, yes, please. $7.99 a month. Why not get a subscription for the winter months for Stratfest at Home?
Yeah, you can't beat it. New content always being added for a Stratfest at Home. And just before we let you go, of course, now all the talk is about Taylor Swift in Toronto. And in fact, my wife's at a conference, and she actually got a notice from Vrio Rail saying there could be some interruptions or whatnot because of the Taylor Swift concert, which is pretty amazing.
It's incredible. Everything is Taylor Swift, and that's fantastic. She is bringing a lot to communities all over the world with her concerts, and I think she's doing 6 concerts over 2 weeks Toronto.
But speaking of which, some interesting stats with regards to that, Anne.
Yeah, I was reading, and it really stuck out to me that her concerts in Toronto are going to generate $220 million in economic activity in the GTA. And I thought, Taylor Swift, $220 million, and here in little tiny Stratford, the Stratford Festival generates $275 million in economic input. And nobody's talking about that all over the place. And I know it's just over a couple of weeks, but it's also in a town of millions. And here we are, just doing what we can here in Stratford to generate that kind of economic activity. I was pretty impressed with what we do here.
I think that is pretty darn impressive, Anne. So there you go. There's a stat right there. And it shows what the quality of productions, well, with Stratford Festival, how the world comes to Stratford. And again, when you have repeat customers, repeat patrons enjoying shows like Lacage, Something Rotten, and so much more.
Yeah, thank you. you, Jamie. It's been an exciting year, and of course, post-pandemic, I think people in Stratford know it can be a struggle to attract people back to do what they used to do, to remind them about how much they love live theater, how much they love coming to Stratford to eat in our restaurants and stay in our inns and shop in our stores. But once they do get back and see that work on stage, they're oftentimes ready and willing to come back another time. So it's important to win back, and it's important to support the Stratford Festival. Please do that if you can afford that $75 membership or more than that. And let's look forward to 2025 when we've got some really remarkable things going to happen.
So much happening with StratfordFestival.ca and Swordfeger. And as always, a pleasure checking in with you, especially the behind-the-scenes look at the Stratford Festival season. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And I do hope we can chat again soon.
I hope so too, Jamie. Thank you.